en grupobaugan.com. Empower your English. Empower yourself.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Ahora en Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are the usual suspects. We have Victor, we have Maman, we have Annette, we have Juan, we have our newbie, Gemma, and we have a stranger. And I think by now everybody knows who's with us. Welcome, Patrick. How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
You haven't been here for ages.
Yeah.
Did you miss us?
Of course.
She took too long to answer. We missed you too, so I'm very happy to have you on board today. We are going to start off, as always, with a Twitter question, which just, I just came up with it. So when was the last time you had pizza? When was the last time you had pizza? It's out there. You can go on Twitter at English_clock. Don't answer it. We're answering it at the end of the show. Because then that's kind of like... all right. And we're going to do question mix. There is less Thanksgiving decoration than Halloween decoration. All right. There is less Thanksgiving decoration than Halloween decoration. Which means, Victor...
That there's more Halloween decorations than Thanksgiving decoration.
Which means?
There isn't as much
Thanksgiving
decorations as Halloween decorations.
All right. Which means, Annette?
Which means there is more decoration at Halloween than at Thanksgiving.
Annette has su rollo. I love it. That's what Victor said. So you have to do the next negative. So Maman said there isn't as much decoration. There isn't as much Thanksgiving decoration as Halloween decoration. And you have to say there isn't as...
There isn't as less.
As little?
There isn't as little decoration.
Halloween decoration?
Halloween decoration as at...
As Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Decoration. All right, it must be the presence of
Patrick.
This is difficult.
Halloween.
Say my high level students after like 4 years.
Halloween and thinking Halloween and Thanksgiving. These two words.
All right, how often do you buy canned pears?
Canned pears.
Yes.
What is canned?
Oh, she's asking. Very good. There was one split second where I thought she wouldn't. What are pears?
Una pera.
Yes. And what is a can?
Una lata.
Una lata. And what is a canned pear?
Ah, okay. Pera enlatada.
Makes sense. Pera enlatada. That's right.
Okay. The last time?
No. How often?
I've never bought canned pears.
So you never buy?
No.
I never buy.
No, I've never bought.
No, but how often do you buy them?
I never buy.
Yeah.
I never buy canned pears.
Canned pears, very good. And when was the last time you made spaghetti bolognese?
The last time I made spaghetti bolognese was last week.
All right, very good. And how long does it take you to cook paella?
It takes me for ages to cook bread.
For ages.
For ages.
Then you would say it takes me ages.
It takes me ages.
Yes, if you say 4 ages. Whoa, then,
or 4 ages even.
More or less the same.
I think I never cooked paella.
You've never cooked
no.
paella? Well, I haven't either. I haven't either. Ask me if I would like to try really exotic food.
Would you like to... Would you really like to try exotic foods?
Would you really?
Do you really?
Would you like to try really exotic foods?
Would you like to try really exotic food?
Very good. What are you asking me?
I'm asking you if you would like to try really exotic food.
Food, very good. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. I would like to try really exotic food. And how far is it from Lima to Arequipa? How far is it from Lima to Arequipa? What do you think? A wild guess. You know, more or less?
Lima to Arequipa.
By airplane?
No, but the distance. The distance in kilometers.
1,000 kilometers?
Yeah, 1,000 kilometers. 1,014, actually. Very good.
Wow.
And when was the last time you decided to use the stairs instead of a lift? What am I asking you?
You're asking me when the last time I decided to use the stairs instead of the elevator was.
Mm-hmm. And?
I never do that. I never decided to use the stairs instead.
Never? You always the elevator guy?
Yes, I
do. All right. Very good. And how long did it take you to be able to maintain a conversation in English? I mean...
How long did it take me?
Yeah. How long it took me?
It took me. It took me a long conversation or a little bit?
A medium conversation.
Well, maybe months.
Okay, give me the full answer.
It took me months to be able
to maintain
an English conversation.
Very good. And do you know how a toaster works?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And how many milkshakes did you drink yesterday?
I drank 2 shake me.
Milkshakes?
Milkshakes.
2 milkshakes yesterday.
Yes.
And so far today?
I drank
mm-hmm.
1 milkshake today.
All right. Very good. And what is Jim to Joe if Joe is Jim's father-in-law?
If Joe is...
What is Jim to Joe if Joe is Jim's...
Father-in-law, Jim is the son in the...
Who's? Jim is...
John is Jim's...
Jim is Joe's?
Jimmy Joe's is in tongue twister, isn't it? Can you repeat, please?
Yes, I can.
Totally lost.
What is Jim to Joe if Joe is Jim's father-in-law?
Jim is...
Joe's
son-in-law?
Is that a question?
No, it's a confirmation.
Is it a confirmation or is it a statement?
It's a full statement.
Very good, very good. I won't ever have a pet giraffe. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither do I.
I won't ever
neither
have.
Neither won't I.
Neither is already negative. So neither? I don't have a dog. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither do I.
Very good. So I won't ever have a pet giraffe. And you?
Neither won't I.
Neither will I.
Neither will I.
Very good. And what nationality are people from the Czech Republic and what language do they speak?
People from the Czech Republic are Czech and they speak Czech.
Very good. And how old is Mario Casas?
Mario Casas is 30 years old.
Yeah, a little bit older. 32. Mm. 32. And so the ice cream was so good that she wanted another scoop. Give me the sentence with such.
It was such good ice cream that she wanted another scoop.
Very good. And how many ice cream scoops do you usually get?
Really?
Yes.
None.
None?
No.
You don't like ice cream?
No, I don't.
All right.
I love ice cream.
How many ice cream scoops do you usually get?
I usually get 2 ice cream scoops.
Very good. What about the rest?
Well, at least a day. That's just to start.
That's just to start. To open the appetite.
Yeah, of course.
Very good. Obviously, scoops are?
Cucuruchos.
Bolas.
No, bolas.
Well, yeah. But they call it cucurucho.
So what if you have it in a cup?
Yes, it's true.
How long does it normally take you to decide what to wear for a wedding? What am I asking you?
You're asking me how long it takes me?
It normally takes me?
You're asking me how long it normally takes me to decide what I'm going to wear for
what to wear?
Mm-hmm. What to wear for a wedding.
Very good. And your answer is?
It took me...
How long does it normally take you?
It normally takes me 1 month to know what to wear for a wedding.
Okay, very good, very good. And who has been in Peru, you or me?
Neither of us has been in Peru.
Very good. And I wash my shoes because they get dirty, second conditional.
If your shoes hadn't gotten... If your shoes weren't dirty...
Because they get dirty. So if your shoes...
They get dirty.
Didn't
get dirty. You wouldn't have to wash them.
But I wash them. It's not that I have to wash them. Mm. I wash them.
So if your shoes got dirty, you would wash them?
Not quite. Juan?
If your shoes didn't get dirty, you wouldn't wash them.
That's it. If your shoes didn't get dirty, you wouldn't wash them. No los lavarías. Very good. He suffers from for migraine because he's under a lot of stress. Annette, second conditional.
If he wouldn't have...
would never go together.
If he hadn't suffer from stress...
Mm-hmm. Because he's under a lot of stress. So start with that. If he...
If he won't be...
If he didn't...
If he didn't...
Suffer.
If he didn't suffer...
You're completely right. If he weren't...
If he weren't suffer...
No, if he weren't under...
If he weren't under stress...
Under a lot of stress,
under
very good.
A lot of stress, mm-hmm. he wouldn't have...
He wouldn't suffer?
He wouldn't suffer migraine. From migraine.
Okay. Do you want to repeat? No.
If he weren't suffering...
If he weren't under a lot of stress...
If he weren't under a lot of stress, he wouldn't suffer from migraine.
Migraines. Very good. And have you ever gone a week without artificial sweetener, Mamen?
Yes, I have.
Very good. Beatrice is 36 and her daughter is 7. How old was Beatrice when her daughter was born?
34 and 7.
Yes. 36 and 7.
Okay, she was 29 when her daughter was born.
Very good, very good. I have never seen a shark. And you?
Neither have I.
Very good. And would you let your daughter get a tattoo at age 16?
I wouldn't.
Are you going to get a new haircut soon, Patri?
No, I'm not.
Very good. I haven't slept 9 hours last night. And you?
Neither have I.
Or?
Me neither.
Very good. Do you enjoy staying up late?
No, I don't.
Very good. And how long does football halftime last? How long does football halftime last?
Football halftime lasts... 5 minutes. 15 minutes.
Very good. And do you study outside of class, Annette?
Sometimes. I do.
I was hoping for sometimes I don't. But sometimes I do. How long does it take you to memorize a telephone number?
Well, it takes me, I don't know, 1 week to memorize the telephone number.
Do you know your girlfriend's telephone number?
No, I don't actually know. But do you know how many telephone numbers do you already know?
Two. My boyfriend's,
yeah,
and my mom's.
That's the point. I might know a few of them, but...
Which one do you know?
For instance, my works. Mine, both, you know.
So he knows his job phone number, but
yeah, because
I'm really sorry, Sandra, if you're listening.
No, because his mom's.
I have to use it. That's the reason why.
You're making it worse.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I think it's kind of a normal thing, isn't it?
I don't think so.
No, I don't feel bad. I must admit that I don't have to use it. I don't feel bad. Whatever.
What about you, Mamen? How many phone numbers do you know?
I know my husband's.
Uh-huh.
My husband.
Annette. Well, I used to know a lot of...
Oh, no, we all used to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We all used to know.
I used to know my grandparents, but
I only know mine.
what about email accounts, which nowadays is kind of more normal to give in, you know, in use?
Well, the thing is, if I have an emergency, I don't think I'm going to send an email. Hi.
To work and make injustice.
I'm a bit in a difficult situation. Juan, how many phone numbers do you know?
Maybe three.
Emma, what about you?
I think three.
Three?
It's a good thing.
And Patri?
Two.
but I only know one.
I know mine.
It's true.
Brilliant. Richard Gere started acting in 1973, so...
He has been acting since 1973.
Very good. Let me help you. 46 años.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's been acting for... 46 years.
He's been acting for 46 years. Very good. And did you know that the first oranges weren't orange?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they were green.
Really?
Green. Yeah, they were green. They used to be green. Yep, I found out this morning. And were there any animals in the supermarket yesterday?
No, there weren't.
Very good. Jenny wanted to have a yogurt, but she had a coffee. But then she had a coffee. I want that sentence with instead.
Instead of having a yogurt, she had a coffee.
Very good. And when was the last time you looked up something on the internet?
A couple of minutes ago.
Very good. Whole sentence.
The last time I looked up something in the internet was a couple of minutes ago.
Very good. He decided where to go, but he hasn't bought the tickets yet.
In spite of having decided where to go, he hasn't bought the tickets yet.
Are you sure? Do you want to think about it again?
I'm going to say
that again. He decided where to go, but he hasn't bought the tickets yet.
He decided where to go.
Yes.
And he hasn't bought the tickets yet.
He has not bought the tickets yet.
In spite of having decided where to go, he hasn't bought the tickets yet.
Very good. Annette. Despite
the fact he had...
No, not despite the fact.
Despite having decided where to go... Mm-hmm. He hasn't bought the tickets yet.
Very good, in spite of the fact that...
In spite of the fact that they have decided where to go, they haven't bought the tickets yet.
Very good, so we went from he to they. And this happens because I'm sure Maman knows that I have decided where I want to go on my honeymoon, but that my husband and I, we haven't bought the tickets yet. Which is true.
It is true.
In spite of the fact that... No, despite the fact that... Despite the fact that
he didn't decide where to go.
But he has. He decided.
In spite of the fact that he decided where
decided?
To go. In spite of the fact that he decided where to go, he didn't buy the ticket.
Yet. Very good. And how long does a diamond ring last?
Should last forever.
It should last forever. Very good. And are there enough chairs for everybody to sit on?
Yes, there are.
Very good. And how many times did you shave last month?
Last month I didn't shave.
You didn't? Not a single time? Yes. Ah, that's right.
Still confident.
That's right.
It was a requirement.
He was growing a beard. Very good.
Ask him how long he had to wait for having his beard longer.
His beard or his beard?
His beard.
All right. So how long did you... why don't you ask him?
How long did it took you
la profe, la
to become a longer beard?
So you're asking him how long it took him to become a longer beard. So at some point, Juan stopped being Juan and he was just a beard.
To get your beard longer.
A longer beard. Very good.
You mean from now... From what's it like right now to then?
The day you need it for...
One month.
One month. All right.
Yes.
And then Juan stopped being Juan and became Sean Connery.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And so far this month?
So far this month I've shaved three times.
Three times. Very good. And ask me when the last time I got on the wrong train was.
When was the last time you got on the wrong train?
Again.
When was the last time you got on the wrong train?
Very good. And now a little bit more fluent.
Yeah. I don't know why I become stuck.
I don't know either.
When was the last time you got on the wrong train?
On the wrong train. Very good. What is he asking?
He's asking you when the last time you got on the wrong train was.
So what does he want to know?
He wants to know when the last time you got the...
On the wrong train was. Very good. So what am I going to answer?
You're going to answer when the last time was.
No.
When the last time you got on the wrong train was.
Very good. So what will I answer?
You will answer when was the... When the line... Today I'm really bad.
No, you're not. You're not.
When the last time you got on the train was.
On the wrong train?
On the wrong train was.
Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You're about to answer when the last time you got on the wrong train was.
Very good. The last time I got on the wrong train was about 2 months ago. About 2 months ago.
In Germany.
Where did you go? Oh, no, here. Here. Because it's on the train, it said Alcalá, which is where I have to go. And then it took a detour through, I don't know, like, so instead of going to Asamblea de Madrid, which is where I live, it went to Méndez Álvaro. Ah. So I had to go up there.
And did it take you a long time to realize it?
Maybe. No. I found, because it's after Atocha, it's the next station. So I knew I was on the wrong train. I got off and walked.
May I tell you a story?
Yes.
I was coming back from The Hague. Uh-huh. And I had to take the train. And instead of going to the airport, I decided to go to Amsterdam. I don't know why, but uh-huh. it's kind of very far from the airport. Uh-huh. So I was kind of tight of time to get to the plane. Uh-huh. And
you missed it.
No, I was about, but it happened kind of a couple of months ago.
Oh,
and became really scared.
but you didn't want to go to Amsterdam.
No, I didn't.
You just mixed up the trains.
Yeah, of course.
Wow. So something very not very similar, but something happened to my brother with an airplane. So he was in Indonesia, or Vietnam. I don't remember, somewhere in Asia, and so obviously you have the time difference. So he had the ticket, and so his flight was leaving just after midnight, literally just after midnight. So he, he had the last day in Bangkok, I think it was. And so he went to the airport and he was about to, go through security to board his flight. And they were like, yeah, your ticket isn't valid. Mm. Your plane left last night. So he missed his plane by 24 hours because he got mixed up with the time. Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Say what?
Oh my god.
All right, let's take a look at dates before the break. I'm going to read it to you in Spanish and you're going to translate it into English. El 4 de mayo 2014.
Today is the 4th of May 2014.
Very good. El 9 de julio 1453.
Today is the 9th of...
Again?
The 9th of July 1943, you said?
1453.
Very
good. Sorry. El 12 de agosto 1653.
Today is August the 12th in 1653.
Very good. El 10 de noviembre 1098.
Today is the it's November 10th 1008.
No, how do we say years? We never say 10, it as
eight.
A no.
10-8.
No, not 98.
1098.
Very good. Say the whole thing again.
Today is November 10th, 1098.
1098. Very good. El 25 de diciembre 1431.
Today is the 25th of December 1431.
Very good. El 5 de enero 1999.
Today is the 5th of January 1999.
Very good. El 23 de febrero 1666.
Today is the February 23rd.
Ajá, 1666.
1666.
1666. Very good. El 1 de junio. Oh, qué fecha. El 1 de junio 1454.
Today is the 1st of June 14 1454.
Very good. 5 de abril 2011.
Today is the 5th of April 2011.
Or?
2011.
Very good. Y el 15 de octubre 2131.
Today is the 15th of October. Again? Today is the 15th of October. 21, you said?
Yes, 21.
30 something? 37? 31.
Yes.
21, 31.
Very good. So and such, the food was so good that I had to repeat.
It was such good food that I had to repeat.
Very good. The coffee was so cold that he had to heat it up.
It was such a cold coffee.
Such a or such?
It was such cold coffee that I had to heat it up.
Very good. Or he had to heat it up. Very good. It was such a great night that I stayed out until 6 a.m.
The night was so great that I stayed until 6 a.m.
Very good. It was such an annoying conversation that I stopped listening.
The conversation was so annoying that I stopped listening.
Very good. It was such a funny movie that I cried of laughter.
The movie was so funny that I cried of laughter.
Very good. The weather was so windy that I stayed inside.
It was such windy weather.
It was such windy weather. Very good.
That I had to stay inside.
Very good. Well, then I stayed inside.
But I stayed inside.
I wanted to. The table was so dirty that I had to wipe it.
It was such a dirty table that I had to wipe it.
That's right. After the break, we'll continue, so don't you go anywhere.
Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. Campamentos de verano Vaughan, porque aprenden, disfrutan, conviven, juegan, experimentan, hacen amigos y asimilan el idioma de forma natural y pierden el miedo a hablar, abriéndose paso en este complicado mundo de la comunicación en inglés. Cada año más de 3.000 familias confían en nosotros para el aprendizaje del inglés de sus hijos y su desarrollo personal, con una forma de trabajar motivadora y muy personal a través de un amplio abanico de programas que cubren las distintas necesidades de nuestros alumnos. La Coordinación Pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inmersión cuidado y de calidad. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses y con un modelo de financiación bancaria. Consúltanos. Llámanos al 91-133-5832. Campamentos de Verano Vaughan. 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. 91-133-5832.
¡Ay! ¿Qué es eso?
Una amapola.
¿Y eso?
Otra amapola.
Este verano, apúntalos a un campamento en el que se divierten de verdad. Apúntalos a un campamento de inglés Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te informaremos sin ningún compromiso. 91-133-5832.
Hay muchas maneras de aprender inglés, pero en Vaughan sabemos que la que mejor funciona es vivirlo con pasión. Por eso hemos creado el campamento Vaughan de Danza y Artes Escénicas Víctor Ullate. Tus hijos vivirán la experiencia de aprender inglés con la misma pasión que disfrutan del baile, la música y la interpretación.
Un entorno totalmente angloparlante en el que aprenderán con monitores nativos, profesores de danza e interpretación y, por supuesto, muchos friends. Campamento Vaughan de Danza y Artes Escénicas Víctor Ullate.
Aprende paso a paso. Infórmate y reserva tu plaza en el 91-133-5832.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. Pues si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
200 metros, gire a la derecha. Después, en la rotonda, tome la segunda salida y habrá llegado a un nivel de inglés C1.
Olvida los atajos que no funcionan. Si este año quieres dar un buen impulso a tu nivel de inglés, tu destino es Vaughan Town, un lugar único en España donde aprenderás de verdad. 6 días en un entorno 100% angloparlante que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Vivirás el inglés con multitud de actividades que te ayudarán a desarrollar tus capacidades y mejorar tu inglés en todos los terrenos. Ponte en marcha, te estamos esperando. Las plazas son limitadas. Llama ahora al 911-335-833 o entra en Grupo Vaughan. Empower your English. Empower yourself.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to English O'Clock, and I'm just freaking out because, ladies and gentlemen, we're back on air. Hello? And I'm freaking out because I launched the Twitter question, and I was like, this is so weird. Like, there are things that I didn't post. So it turns out that I was logged into Kyle Miller's account.
Really?
Yes. So I launched the Twitter, the English O'Clock Twitter question on Kyle Miller's account. And I just tried to call him. I did not write him an email. I tried to call him, but he's not picking up the phone. So this is weird, but you can go on Kyle's profile. You know, Kyle has a great Instagram profile. It's called at I'm Kile Millar. All right, and you can answer today's Twitter question there. All right, we were doing so and such, and we're going to continue. So the program was so annoying that I switched it off.
It was such an annoying program that I switched it off.
I switched it off. Very good. It was such a romantic dinner that I agreed to a second date. It was such a romantic dinner that I agreed to a second date. Sexy voice, please.
The dinner was so romantic that I agreed to a second date.
Very good, very good. It was such a dangerous moment that I got really scared.
It was such a scary moment.
That's because Victor was
the
laughing.
The moment was so scary that...
that I got really scared. Well, at the moment, was it really dangerous?
The moment was really was so dangerous that I really got scared.
Very good. It was such an interesting book that I read it again.
The book was so interesting that I read it again.
Very good. It was such a dirty room that I called hotel service.
The room was so dirty that I had to call... service room.
Room service.
Room service.
Room service. Very good. The bed was so comfortable that I fell asleep.
It was such a comfortable. It was such a comfortable bed that I fall asleep. I fell asleep. It was such a comfortable bed.
Comfortable.
Comfortable bed. It was such a comfortable bed.
Comfortable.
Comfortable. Come on, Juan. What are you doing? It was such a comfortable bed that I fell asleep.
Very good, very good. The chicken was so spicy that I couldn't eat it.
It was such a spicy... It was such spicy chicken that I couldn't eat it.
Very good. The water was so hot that I had to wait.
It was such hot water.
Such
hot water that I had to what?
Wait.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. It was such an inspirational speech that I recorded it.
The speech was so inspirational that I recorded it.
Very good. It was such a bad day that I just went to bed.
The day was so bad that I went to bed.
That I just went to bed. Very good. The mall was so busy that I went home.
The mall? It was such a busy mall that I went home.
Very good. And the tea was so sweet that I couldn't drink it.
it was such sweet tea that I couldn't drink it.
Drink it. Very good. Now you get to say stop.
Stop, stop.
All right. And we landed on vocabulary booklet number 5, list number 12, responsable.
Responsible.
Or? You wouldn't say to be held responsible. You would say to be held
accountable.
Accountable. Very good. Artificial.
Artificial.
Very good. Are you memorizing a phone number?
No. Actually, I was taking out of one word I didn't know the meaning of.
Okay. Of what?
It's mall.
Oh, mall.
Yeah.
Mall.
Mall. Yeah.
It's like a shopping center.
All right. I have.
You've never heard of it?
No, I don't think so. Or probably
mall,
I have,
mall.
But I don't remember it.
It's
United States, I think everybody says mall.
In the States,
in Mexico,
everybody
they say mall. Mall.
Un mall. There you go.
All right.
And Richie actually posted a joke on Twitter a long time ago.
Richie and
let me think about it.
Jokes.
It was something like shopping centers are all the same. Yes, shopping centers all the same. Once you've seen one, you've seen them all.
All.
All right, so artificial was?
Artificial.
Artificial, very good. Entierro.
Bury.
Burial.
Burial.
Burial, very good. Controversia.
Controversy.
Very good. Encantador.
Charming.
All right, or? Starting with delight.
Delightful.
Delightful, very good. Alentador.
Encouraging.
Encouraging, very good. Para siempre.
For good.
For good. Very good. Pueblo natal.
Hometown.
Yes. Loco.
Crazy.
Or?
Mad.
Or? In?
Insane.
Insane. Very good. A largo plazo.
In the long run.
In the long run or long?
Long run, long term.
Long ray. Long range.
Long range.
Yes, but the previous ones are perfect. Optimismo.
Optimism.
Optimism. Very good. Monedero. Monedero. What is it?
Purse?
Yes, purse. Very good. So we have purses for women and?
Wallet.
Wallets for men. Very good. Do I use it? No, I have a wallet. I don't use that distinction. La regla para medir.
Rule.
Ruler.
Ruler.
Ruler. La regla para poner orden would be rule. Cobijo.
Shelter.
Shelter. Very good. Cobijo para las cobayas.
Shelter for
guinea pigs. Yes, very good. Especias.
Spices.
Spices, very good. Sudor.
Sweat.
Sangre.
Blood.
Y lágrimas.
Screams.
Tears.
Tears.
Blood, sweat and tears. Sudor, sangre y lágrimas. Por lo tanto.
For that.
Therefore. Estar bajo juramento.
To be under oath.
Very good. Encantar.
To love.
Or, if encantador was delightful.
Delight.
To delight. Very good. Incapacitar.
I don't have a clue.
To incapacitate.
Yeah, incapacitate. Very good. Pelar.
To peel.
To peel. Very good. Apuntarse para.
To sign up for.
Very good. Aprovecharse de.
To take advantage of.
Very good. Concluir.
To conclude.
Or?
To wrap up.
To wrap up. Very good. And the last one in 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Voluntario.
Volunteer.
Todos. Ala. Todos a la vez.
I remember we did a story.
You
with
did
this.
A story on yeah. this one. I remember too. All right. Should and shouldn't. Very quickly. Nobody likes Anne because she's always grumpy. What should she do or what shouldn't she do?
She shouldn't be grumpy.
Very good. She doesn't have any friends because she's mean.
She shouldn't be so mean.
Very good. Nobody trusts her because she lies a lot.
She shouldn't lie as much.
So much.
So much.
She shouldn't lie so much. Very good. She doesn't have any money because she spends too much.
She doesn't spend so much. Too much.
But there should be a should in there somewhere.
She shouldn't spend so much.
Very good. Her clothes are dirty because she doesn't wash them.
She shouldn't be so dirty.
Very good. People look at her in a weird way because she's rude.
She shouldn't be rude.
She shouldn't be?
Rude.
Very good.
Or so rude.
Or so rude. Very good. She's not allowed in the supermarket because she steals.
She shouldn't steal.
She shouldn't steal. Now, Anne is a friend of Ronnie's.
Yes.
Just to, they're, you know, they get along really well. She's not liked by her colleagues because she doesn't work much.
She should work more.
Very good. She has vitamin D deficit because she doesn't go out in the sun.
She should go out in the sun more often.
In the sun, very good, more often. And she has a terrible cough because she doesn't go to the doctor.
She should go to the doctor.
She should go to the doctor. Very good. And because Annette has this very small problem at the beginning of the class with either, neither, and two, we're going to take a look at that. So I don't play any instruments. And you?
Neither do I. Me neither.
That's it. I just want the two short ones.
Right.
I eat chocolate biscuits for breakfast. And you?
I didn't.
I don't.
I.
Because I eat. Well, I don't really eat them.
Okay. I don't.
All right, very good. I won't work until 10 p.m. today. And you?
Me neither. Neither do I.
I won't.
Neither will I.
Neither will I. Very good. I'm going to go to the north of Spain soon. And you?
Me too.
Uh-huh.
So am I.
Very good. I can't sleep for only 2 hours. And you?
Me neither. So can't I. So can I.
Neither?
Neither can I.
Neither can I. Very good. I had a shower yesterday. And you?
So did I.
Very good.
Me too.
Very good. I've seen a lot of movies. And you?
Me too.
Or?
Or so do I.
I have seen.
So I have I.
So have I. Very good. I wasn't here yesterday. And you? Which is also a lie.
Neither was I.
Neither was I. Very good. I haven't been to the Taj Mahal. And you?
Neither have I.
Neither have I. Very good. I saw a bird yesterday. And you?
Me too.
Uh-huh.
So did I.
Very good. I would like to be a millionaire. And you?
Yeah, so would I.
Very good. I should take care of my body. And you?
So should I.
Very good. I had breakfast today. And you?
So do I.
I had breakfast.
So had I.
So?
I had.
Uh-uh.
So have I.
No. It's what. It's not yesterday. I had. Well, what is the auxiliary verb of to have? Fine. This morning, I ate breakfast.
Yes.
And you?
Me too.
Or?
So have I.
No. I ate breakfast.
So ate. So do I.
So?
So did I.
So did I. Very good. So I had breakfast today. And you?
So had.
No.
Have.
No. I drank a coffee this morning. And you?
So did I.
Very good. I played, I went out yesterday. And you?
So did I.
Very good. I had breakfast this morning.
So did I.
All right. Very good. You don't tiene. Very good. I'm wearing socks. And you?
Me too.
her mind went to her shoes. Am I wearing socks? Yes, I am.
So am I.
Very good. I didn't watch TV yesterday. And you?
Me neither. Neither did I.
You're such a liar. Yes, you did.
No.
You didn't.
No,
all right. Okay, we're going to do something completely new because we are going to start with the third conditional.
Okay.
Which
God.
Is also called the past conditional.
Yeah.
It's one of those conditionals where you're like, oh, I really want to learn it, and then I'm hardly ever going to use it. Because, like, think about it. In Spanish, how many times last month did you use the structure, si lo hubiera hecho, me habría costado no sé qué? Well, how many times did you use that structure last month?
Not many times, to be honest.
What, like five, maybe?
Well, I don't.
Well, I use
no,
it.
No, you
a lot.
Use it.
You yeah. do use it?
We, yes. we are always regretting things.
Well, Victor isn't.
No, I'm, you know,
he doesn't remember the phone. And he's
he just doesn't really
si lo hubiera recordado.
Actually.
What I'm trying to say is compared to the verb to be, compared to the verb to do, or compared to the verb to have, or more basic structures, like even the simple present or the present continuous, or even the simple past. The third conditional is something that we do not use a lot. Sometimes, of course, you say, ay, ¿sabes qué? Oh, si es que si lo hubiera sabido, lo hubiera... Of course, you do use it. It's not like if we didn't use it, then it wouldn't exist, right? But the frequency of how often we use the third or the past conditional compared to the verb to be or more basic structures is very, very low. Okay, so let's take a look at how the third conditional is formed. So, for example, if we had, you know, the story that Richard always tells about,
yes,
about
the beggar,
right?
Beggar, yeah.
So you see the beggar and you think to yourself, huh, if I have a coin, I will give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't have a coin. So you tell the beggar, if I had a coin, I would give it to you. All right. And then he tells the story and says, if I had had a coin, I would have given it to the beggar. All right. So that is the third conditional, and Annette is freaking out. She's hyperventilating. So I don't normally do that, but the mathematical structure of the third conditional is if, and the subject, if I, if you, if they, if it, if we, if he, if she, and then the past perfect. The past perfect is had had, or had driven, or had been, or had gone, or had. What the present perfect is have. I have been, or I have gone, or I have eaten, or I have drunk. So the past perfect, you simply have to put that have in the past.
Have
had, been.
Had been.
Had been, had had, had done, had drunk, had chosen, had whatever. Okay? And then it's followed by a comma, which is always important. And it's the same as in Spanish. If a sentence starts with if, there is a comma required. Okay? So if I had had the coin, or if I had had a coin, comma, I would have given it to the beggar. And would have given is the past conditional. Me estoy enrollando. We're going to put this into practice. And we're going to do list number 9 from a book called Learn to Speak Up, all right? Which is exclusively, this list is exclusively about the third, the past conditional. Or the
Can
third
I see the cover of the book? It's from Vaughan System.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's
Speak Up.
Yeah, okay. Learn to Speak Up. It's a Vaughan book, so you can get that in our bookshops. And it's a translation booklet with lists about grammar, really. So, si le hubieras visto, te habrías dado cuenta. Si le hubieras visto, te habrías dado cuenta. Patricia.
If you would see.
If, remember. Para todos los condicionales, if and would never go together.
So,
si le hubieras visto, here we need the if and then the past perfect.
If you had seen him.
If you had seen him, very good.
If you had seen him, you would realize.
You would have realized. Very good. If you had seen him, you would have realized. Very good. Si me lo hubieran enviado, lo habría corregido.
If they have sent it to me.
Again?
If they had sent it to me, I would have corrected it.
I would have corrected it. Very good. Si hubiera habido fiesta, ellos no habrían ido.
If there had been a party, they would have not gone. They wouldn't have gone.
They wouldn't have gone. And important, when you control the third conditional, you can speed up your speech. But it's very important that you don't say would, they would of. Okay, because a lot of people say would of, and then I've actually seen people write would of, the preposition of. I'm like, what is this? Would have, all right? So don't get confused with that. So if there had been a party, they would have gone. Si me hubiera tocado la lotería, me habría jubilado.
If I...
si me hubiera tocado la lotería.
If I have... If I had won the lottery...
I... Me hubiera jubilado. I would have retired.
I would have retired.
I would have retired. Very good. Yes.
Si hubiera... No hay otro... No falta un verbo.
No.
I would have...
I would have retired. To retire, can say to get retired is not really common. To retire. To retire is jubilarse. So I would have retired. Okay? Si hubieran perdido, no habrían avanzado.
If they had lost, they wouldn't have advanced.
Very good. Si hubiera habido un acuerdo, me lo habrían dicho.
If there had been an agreement, I would have been informed.
Yeah, very good. Or they would have told me.
They would have told me.
Pero Víctor, una pasiva. Venga, toma. Not difficult enough.
But it's...
me lo habrían dicho.
They would have told me, yeah.
They would have told me, yeah. But both are fine. I'm just teasing. si no hubiera sido por ti, habríamos perdido todo. Annette.
If we hadn't had...
Si no hubiera sido por ti. If it hadn't...
If it hadn't been for you, if it hadn't been for you...
Habríamos perdido todo.
We would have lost everything.
We would have lost everything. Very good. Habría sido tuyo si me lo hubieras pedido.
It would have been yours if you had asked me,
me for it.
If you had
asked it for me for it.
Very good. It would have been yours if you had asked me for it. Very good. Si me hubieras llamado ayer, podría haberlo resuelto.
If you had called me yesterday, I would have been
podría.
Able. I would have been able.
Mm. Instead of been able, I
could have fixed it.
I could have.
I could have fixed it.
Yeah, fixed.
Fixed it.
Yes, or I could have solved.
I could have solved it.
Very good. Si hubiera habido tormenta, no habrías asistido.
If there had been a storm, you wouldn't have attended.
Attended. Very good. Si hubieras ofrecido más dinero, habría aceptado.
If you had offered more money, I would accept.
I would have?
I would have accepted.
Accepted. Very good. Si mi padre hubiera estado enfermo, yo no habría venido a España.
If my father had been ill, I wouldn't have come to Spain.
Very good. Si Hitler no hubiera invadido Rusia, quizás hubiera ganado la guerra.
If Hitler hadn't invaded Russia,
very good,
he wouldn't have won the war.
Quizá.
He might have won the war.
He might have won the war. Very good. Si hubiera tenido un buen empleo en mi país, no habría venido aquí.
If I had had
very good
a good job in my country,
very
I
good.
Wouldn't have come to Spain.
Here. Yes. Very good. De saber que estabas enfermo, no habría llamado. Uf.
If I had known that you were ill, I wouldn't have called you.
I wouldn't have called you. Very good. Si Noé no hubiera construido el arca, habría muerto.
If Noah hadn't built the ark, he would have died.
Very good. Si Morgan hubiera jugado, el equipo habría ganado.
If Morgan had played, the team would have won.
Very good. Si me hubieran avisado con mayor antelación, podría haber resuelto el problema.
If I had been warned,
si me hubieran avisado, ellos.
If they had warned me...
Avisado. Notice.
Noticed. Yes. But,
notified.
I don't know how to say mayor antelación.
Sooner.
Sooner, yeah. Right. All right, I thought that there was any kind of expression.
Nope.
If they had notified me sooner... All right, if they had notified me sooner, and I don't remember the second part...
Podría haber resuelto el problema.
I could have solved the problem.
I could have solved the problem. Very good. We're almost done. Si yo hubiera tenido que hacerlo, no lo habría hecho.
If I had had to do it, I wouldn't have done it.
Very good. Si pudiera haberlo evitado, lo habría evitado.
If I could have avoided, I would have...
What? If I could have avoided what?
It. Uh-huh. If I could have avoided it, I would have avoided it.
Very good. ¿Qué habrías hecho si yo no me hubiera presentado, Juan?
What would you have done if I hadn't attended or
shown up? Again?
What would you have done if I hadn't showed up?
Shown.
If I hadn't shown up, yes, you're right.
What is he asking?
He's asking what you have done if you hadn't...
He's asking you what you would have done if he hadn't shown up. Very good. ¿Cómo habrías ido si no hubieras tenido coche, padre?
How?
Yes.
¿Cómo habría sido si no hubieses tenido coche?
¿Cómo habría sido si no hubieras tenido coche?
How would you have gone if you hadn't had a car?
All right, very good. What is she saying?
She's saying that how...
She's asking?
She's asking how you would have gone if you didn't have a car. No, you hadn't had a car.
If you hadn't had a car, very good. No habría sido aceptado si no hubiera sido firmado.
It wouldn't have been accepted if it hadn't been signed.
Very good. Si yo no hubiera querido hacerlo, no lo habría hecho, Annette.
If I hadn't wanted to do it, I wouldn't have done it.
Toma! Very good. All right, Annette.
It's easier than I thought.
Very good. Very good. And the last one. Si yo hubiera sabido que ibas, habría ido también. Si yo hubiera sido, si yo hubiera sabido que ibas, habría ido también. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the... No.
if I had known you were going, I would have gone too.
Yes, if I had known you were going, I would have gone too. That's right. Very good. One more thing that we want to check, which is today's kind of messed up Twitter question that went on... online on Kyle Miller's account. and it was when I wanted to know when the last time you had pizza was. All right. So when was the last time you had pizza, Patri?
The last time I had pizza was 2 weeks ago.
Very good. What about you?
The last time I had pizza, it was last weekend.
It was last weekend. No, was last weekend. Very good. Juan?
The last time I had pizza was 3 years ago.
Very good. Annette?
The last time I had pizza was 1 month ago.
Very good.
The last time I had pizza was last week.
Very good. And?
The last time I had pizza was last Friday.
Very good. Last time I had pizza, I can't remember. Last year sometime. All right, that's it for today. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you guys out there for listening.
Thank you very much.
And have a wonderful weekend. And we'll see you on Monday. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the right radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Lengua, un 8, bien, bien. Matemáticas, un 9.5, muy bien. Educación física, un 10, toma ya. Inglés, un 3, Marquitos.
Esta Semana Santa tráelos a los cursos intensivos de Vaughan para niños. Disfrutarán de sus vacaciones mientras se divierten de verdad. Y aprenden inglés en nuestras clases intensivas de 4 horas diarias, de 4 a 17 años. Infórmate ya en el 911-335-832 o en grupovaughan.com. Clases intensivas para niños y jóvenes en Semana Santa. 911-335-832. Grupovaughan.com.
I'm 100% Spanish. I began learning English when I was about 10, and I just fell in love with it, with language. I can't remember a time when I didn't speak English, and that's what I like about it so much.
Be like Elena. Be like them. I like it.
Descubre más en